Uno tem que estar.
Marta?
Yes.
Não? Oi.
Yes. Here I
Maria.
am.
Let me come here.
I think I know the person that is behind you. I don't know if we met already.
Okay, let me get
Hey.
you a chair.
Hey. Hi, Duarte. Hey.
I don't know if I know you.
Yeah, maybe we saw we saw each other somewhere some years ago.
Hi, Martin. Everything is okay?
Yes, okay, very busy here. No
Very
problem.
busy days.
Yes.
We miss you.
It is not possible to go everywhere. Sometimes it's also
No,
important to
it
stop.
is not. Just let me slide forward and
Yeah.
I'll surprise. Martin has to negotiate around my shoes. Okay, are you sitting low or high?
So the congressman is
I just sent his staff an email. I look like a child. You know what? We need to switch because your face is too dark.
okay.
I'm going to
Okay.
slide over a bit.
Martin, I am
Please, can you
reading
move
now
to the
a
lower?
letter from Congo.
Yes.
Oh, Mamma
Yeah.
Mia.
Okay. I will brief you. If you can stay on the line after this meeting, I can brief you on
I
the
don't.
DRC, right? DRC.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know because I have another meeting at
I know.
7.
Okay. Very quickly. That's the letter that which they sent to say that they're not coming to
Yes,
Kigali.
yes, yes.
Yes.
Because they have occupy a part of the troops of Rwanda are occupying a part of the territory of Congo.
Yeah. We have we received that, and I have reached out to. I raised this issue with the ambassador of Rwanda in Geneva to say that it might come up during the meeting in Kigali, and they should be ready for that conversation. She said she would convey this message to Kigali.
Okay.
And yesterday I met the fo was it yesterday, Paddy? I met the foreign minister of Rwanda, and I raised it with him. He said that he was surprised that the parliament would not come to Kigali when the two heads of state were going to talk to each other, and that at the executive level there are consultations going on. So this morning I asked to speak with the parliament of DRC. This morning the deputy president of the Senate called me, and I explained to him that it would be a big mistake for them not to come to Kigali. And I mentioned our experience with Ukraine when Ukraine did not want to go to Russia and were pushing for the IPU to boycott Russia. And you see what happened. So I explained to him. He said, yes, he had understood, but I should understand that, you know, this is something that is subject for discussion at the highest levels, and they would not want to go against what their president is saying. I told him, I said, listen, your president is talking to Rwanda, and it would be a good idea if you came as a parliament to say, yes, we want to contribute a solution to this problem. So he said that he was going to come back to us, and he was flexible. He will see with the governmental authorities and await the outcome of the meeting between the two presidents that is taking place here in New York. So we will follow that up, and I'm sure that we will have to discuss it in the executive committee, I think on the 26th or later on. But we cannot ignore that problem, that issue.
Of course, no.
Yes.
We need to discuss, but okay. Maybe they will think better, and they decide to attend. I hope so.
I hope so. I told this deputy speaker, he is also the coordinator of the Africa group.
Okay.
He is the president of the Africa group. And I said, listen, it would not be a good idea for you to boycott a meeting when you are coordinating a big group like the Africans. And so at least if you are not coming as Rwanda, as Congo, you can come as coordinator of the African group. So the message, I think, is well received.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we wait for that.
Yes.
Just to give you an update, they had it down as 1:15, so he's joining shortly. So he's joining now.
And Duarte, you have a meeting?
I told them that you're running back into Parliament, but you are on the line already. So they'll be there. It'll be joining shortly.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a good time to catch up on your emails and this conversation.
It was important to discuss this issue.
Yeah. So it's a big thing, and I would like to suggest to the executive committee, to when I do my report on the political developments, that we see whether we cannot bring Rwanda and Burundi, no, Rwanda and DRC together.
Yeah.
So that, yes, because the two heads of state are talking to each other, and they are saying that all ties, I mean, the letter from the speakers says that all ties with Rwanda have been severed, but that's not true.
maybe tomorrow, I don't know if I had it in my office, or at home. But tomorrow, we, Arthur, will send to Sharon something that they gave me in paper in Pakistan, asking the Parliamentarian International Congress or something like this. I don't know the exactly name of the institution. I think this is what the issue that you talked with me.
The
observer status of the
Interparliamentary Congress.
Yes, and so they gave me the letter, two letters, one to the president and another one to the secretary general, and but I think I forget it at home. Maybe tomorrow I will give to Arthur to send to Sharon.
Okay. Yes.
I explained that I explained because there is a mistake. It says, no, of course, the president can give political support or something similar, but in accordance with our statutes, is the secretary general that is available to sign all the contracts. And so, if it is not possible to assume a position myself without the agreement of the governing bodies of the governing council, executive committee, and so on. And so we needed to take all the steps. It is not just because I like you that I will say, yes, it will happen. We don't know, of course. It seems a good institution, but there is a lot of procedures that we need to follow before a final decision of IPU. This is the answer. And by email, digitalization, you may send with Martin don't need the paper itself.
Yeah.
Or we can take it to Kigali and give it.
Yeah, the thing is, I know this Inter-Parliamentary Congress is another IPU that they are creating, they want to create.
No, it is already created, as
yes,
I understood.
Yes, they're creating. Yeah, they've created it.
Of course, during the it was created maybe 18 or 19, I don't know exactly, because then I am told, I am telling what they told me. So with the pandemic, everything stopped, and now they are trying to reactivate the organization. With parliamentarians.
Yeah, just so you know, I was offered the job of being the Secretary General of the Inter-Parliamentary Congress.
So, they said they have parliamentarians from 70 countries already, and they are trying to push more parliamentarians to join, to monitorize elections, and to spread democracy, and so on, so on, so on. Okay? This is, what we need always in our procedures is to know if the objectives of the institution is in accordance with the objectives of IPU, of course, first of all. If it is something against our objectives and our mission, it is not possible. Second, needs to be one organization of parliamentarians with effective activity. And that's why also we are doing study about the other institutions that are asked to be members of Observer of IPU for a long time. They understand without problems, and they accept that the procedure is not just a position of one person, but needed to take all the agreement of the governing bodies of IPU.
Very good. Very good.
Okay, he should be here. Sorry. I'm just emailing with his staff, hoping they're joining right this minute. No worries, he's wrapping up now and we'll join you. Okay, so he's coming. Thank you for your patience. Parliamentarians, eh? They're tough. they had 1:15, I had 1:00. They accepted the meeting, didn't notice the time change.
How is Lisbon?
Your mic's closed.
Microphone.
Well, here in Lisbon, we're still with good weather, 26 degrees. So it's nice to go to the beach.
And will it be nice in Coimbra next week?
Yes.
I get to Lisbon on Thursday morning, and Coimbra is, then I'm taking the train to Coimbra.
Okay, no.
And then I'm back in Lisbon on Sunday.
It remains good weather for the next week. And no political crisis.
That's good.
Good to know.
I hate to know I go somewhere and there's a risk of being detained. The protests for the Iranians in the whole park here is all filled with people, like placards for all the people. And the Iranian protests for women and girls were the subject of President Biden's speech as well. And there's a lot of attention to that here today.
Mm-hmm. But so. Here, I believe that also there, we discuss in all media and also here in our parliament the speech of Mr. Putin this morning. And it shows that, first of all, the war will not be over so very soon. And when animal is uncorrelated, the correct word? Trapped.
Yeah, when it's trapped, yes.
Yes, it can do irrational things.
Yeah.
And this is what we are afraid.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's what is happening here. I think Mr. Erdogan said yesterday that from his notes with Mr. Putin wanted the war to end very soon, and that's what he said yesterday. And so today Mr. Putin, contradicts him completely.
Oh, here they go. Here we go. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome.
Hello, Congressman.
Hello, how are you?
I'm Martin Chungong. I'm the Secretary General of the ITU. And then we have Duarte Pacheco.
Hi. Yeah. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Since our last meeting some months ago, about IPU, and here we are again.
I think Paolo and I are in a secondary role here. I'm Patty Torsney from the IPU here in New York.
Okay, and this is Kelly.
Oh, sorry, hi. Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
So as you know, Congressman, the U.S. has been a founding member of the IPU, and when it started in 1889, there were just 9 members, and the U.S. played a very prominent role all through until the 80s and 90s. And we have been hoping to get the U.S. back in, and we wanted to talk to you about what that would look like, and if you are interested, hopefully. We think it's important, and that's why you've got both the Secretary General and the President joining you today.
I'm willing to listen. It's an issue that I don't hear a lot about here amongst my fellow members of Congress, so it's not one that I spend a lot of time on. So Right. Fill me in on what you're hearing and what you're seeing from your side, or maybe if you've had other meetings, because, again, there's just so much going on here. We're just not hearing a lot about it.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. President?
Okay, it's very easy. So I think that you know everything about IPU. It's just received the briefing, I believe. And so what we think is very important. I always repeat, here with you, but with everywhere. Last week in many other countries, I said the same thing. One international organization, one multilateral organization, with more than 130 years old, that join parliamentarians from all the continents. Without your presence, is like a body without one arm. And so we needed to insist and repeat that your presence is essential as a player at the international level, that no one can think that it is possible to work without your opinions and about your influence. And also, as you know, because we are politicians, there is no empty spaces. When someone are not there on the room, the others will occupy the space with force their own agenda. They will discuss the issues that think important for them. So we politicians, we try always to be present to defend our point of views, our own agenda, what we think important. So I think that is essential also for the United States to attend our meetings, to be part of this organization. I repeat, 178 countries of the world are members of IPU. 178. Of course, small islands from the Caribbean are now studying how to join us. And the only big country absent is U.S. It's not possible to think about it. And we know that we have a lot of people from the Democrat side that maybe they are available to subscribe and to support one bill to recommend to came back to the IPU. I met last year twice Madame Pelosi. The last meeting happened here in Lisbon when she came here to the Parliamentarian Assembly of NATO. And so I met her again, and she was very frank, and she said to me, "I know everything about IPU. And so please don't repeat the story. And I am available to support it. But I think it's important to have support from the both parties of our system, and not to be one proposition just from one side against the other or something similar. No, I think if we get supporters from both parties, you can count with me." It was the final word of Mrs. Pelosi. And so we are working on that. I believe that also not just the 27 speakers of the European Union wrote to the presidents of both houses asking for that. I understood that the speaker of Israel, the speaker of Canada, Australia, New Zealand did the same. And so, because we understood if we are friends, we need to push our friends to work together. And so, Congressman, it's a pleasure to have this meeting with you, repeating the meeting. If it's possible to have your agreement on this, it will be very important for us. And also, if you are available to join personally during our assembly that will happen very soon in Kigali, in Rwanda, it will be important for us, and we will send one invitation if you are available. It will happen in next October, where more than 700 MPs from across the world will join to discuss issues that are important for all. And again, I repeat, Madame Pelosi was present in our meeting of the presidents of the G20 last year in Rome. So, herself attend one of our meetings. You are not part of IPU already, but she accepted the invitation. So, you are available to accept also if you wish to join us and to see that the important issues of our world, like the war in Ukraine right now, will be in our agenda and with a huge discussion, I believe, during these days in Kigali. And it will be a pleasure for us if you can join us, of course, during our meeting. Martin, I don't know if you wish to add something, because it's always possible to be perfect when I am not a perfect person. So,
No. I think, Duarte, you said it all. I think that it is important to have the United States at the table. And this is not something that the president and the secretary general of the organization want. It's not only they, but each time we travel, each time we have our gatherings, they're asking us, what are you doing to bring the United States back to the table? You know, even your allies in Europe are telling us the same thing, and even China. So there is a general consensus that the U.S. should be at the table, especially so as the issues that are on the agenda of the organization are very close to the hearts of America. Democracy in general, making democracy work for the people, looking at the issues of human rights, how parliaments can make the trading system more effective, how parliaments can give more life to multilateralism, which is being a challenge at this particular moment. So we believe that the United States has a lot to say in this area, has a lot of impetus to bring to the deliberations and actions of the organization. If we want to be really global, you know, we cannot afford to have the United States outside the parliamentary fold. So it is something that I believe everybody is agreed on, apart from a couple of other people, for their own selfish reasons. So we thought we should reach out to you because we need, as the president said, we need support from both sides of the aisle. And if you have one moment, Congress man, I can ask my colleague here, Paddy, to actually indicate, give you what we're asking of you today.
Yes, if I might, I'm a former Canadian parliamentarian, and I know how important those parliamentary meetings are. I was very active in the IPU on issues like trade, where really, you know, Canada was defending a North American perspective. And I remember thinking many times, where are the Americans? Often we need to talk more together, but here I am defending all of North America. So we'll bring together in our meetings about 1,000 members of parliament from probably, given some elections, probably about 160 countries. So from a practical perspective, there's a real opportunity for you to engage with colleagues from all around the world, to develop those relationships, to advance the goals that you might have, for instance, on trade or on democracy or on things that are important to your constituency and to your country, and to get those relationships going. In the Cold War, the US used the IPU specifically to be able to talk to people that they couldn't in any other environment, that in the corridors they could meet the people that were going to take the Eastern Bloc into the next century and into freedom. So it's those kind of relationships and understanding and working together on issues that are in fact common, whether it's food security or human rights or democracy building. The IPU provides the forum for the discussion, and it also provides the tools to help people do better. You can share a lot of things that you do well in your system, and you can learn a few things from others that might be doing some things differently and bring that to the discussion. And then we have some handbooks and things. We have a very active women's parliamentarians and young parliamentarians. And so for years we've been talking, we've done some work around this harassment and violence against women parliamentarians. We've done some work on human rights, Senator de Lima and others. We did a meeting with the Tom Lantos Commission in September 2019 with some of your colleagues that are on that involvement. So we bring that parliamentary solidarity and that commitment to democracy and to advancing the world's democracies to be even more democratic and inclusive. And your voice is missing, and we would love to have you participate. As the President and the Secretary General have mentioned, Barbara Lee does have a bill, and she's looking for a lead co-sponsor from the Republican Party, and we have several Republicans that are ready to support that. And certainly, she's also put language in the appropriations bill to help facilitate the inclusion of the U.S. back in the IPU. It is really a missing link, and I think you'd offer a lot. As well, I was mentioned the President and I and the Secretary General were meeting some people. You know, you've got constituents all over the world doing business and doing travel and making these relationships. The Japanese is really important for the long term and for the day-to-day work that you do. The Japanese book a meeting room and go systematically one by one in bilateral meetings through 100 delegations. And that's something else that you might find useful. It's one-stop shopping for the world's parliamentarians.
Allow me just 30 seconds to say something about that. I believe it is important for you as it is important for me. We are Democrats, and we believe in democracy. And yes, in IPU, sometimes we think that we have special democracies. Yes, it's true. But these parliaments are elected in accordance with their own constitution. But what is important, if we are together, learning by doing, the things will change. For instance, we went to organize one assembly in Doha, Qatar, 3 years ago. On that time, all the parliament members are nominated by the emir. Now they organized elections, parliamentary elections, and they have a parliament elected. Not perfect? Not. Like my parliament is not perfect. When we have 40% of abstention, it shows that our democracy needs to change. But now, after our presence there, they changed the constitution, and now they have one elected parliament. Learn by doing, sharing experiences, sharing our values, what we believe. And in the end, we try to have a better world. And so, never to close the door is never a solution. It's better to open it and to defend what we believe face to face, show that we are the best ideas to our people and to our political system as well. And this is an example, because I understand that for some Democrats, when we look around, we see, but this is not a Democrat parliament, and here, yes, it's true. But maybe tomorrow it will be one elected parliament in accordance with our values. Thank you so much, Congressman.
No, I appreciate the time. That there, I only got a minute left to get over to the floor and vote. That's why I keep looking over my shoulder. But I have not taken a look at Barbara Lee's bill. I'll take a look at it and see. And again, like I said at the beginning, this isn't something I spent a lot of time on. So, but it's something I will take a look into and see if it's something I can support.
Thank you. We have met with Fred Schill and Joe Wilson, and the Belgians put a big push in June to encourage your colleagues to join as well. So I'll work with Kelly and Paolo and see what other information they need as well.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much.
Good luck with the vote.
I appreciate it.
And if you are free, Kigali is around the 10th of October. So
next year.
No, this year.
Oh, no. There's no way. Not this year. Not this late.
No, I understand. But Bahrain, next March, maybe it will be possible.
Because and then we do some other specialized meetings we'll send you information on, including here in New York, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump for you.
That's a little easier.
Thank you.
Take care. Be well.
Thank you.
Okay, he's gone. I was hoping to have your program questions.
We tried.
So I'll follow up with the staff.
We tried.
One by one.
We needed to do it. Of course, we would like to have a concrete answer in the end, but we need also to understand that it's not easy, and this is a process that is going on.
Perfect. Okay, I will see you perhaps next week in Portugal.
Yes, please call me.
I'll talk to Artur about your schedule.
Call me when you arrive, or before that, tell me when you will be here in Lisbon.
Yeah, the 3rd to the 6th.
Okay.
And then I'm on my way to Kigali.
Thank you.
Take care. Be well. Bye. Do well. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Martin.
Take care.
My best regards to Stella.
Oh, well, when I do see her.
Hey, did the pants fit?
Sorry?
The trousers, sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.